Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Robert Bly, Robert W. Bly, is a copywriter and consultant who specializes in business-to-business and direct marketing. Over the last 20-plus years, he's written well over 50 books, including the one I'm holding in my hand called Foolproof Marketing, 15 Winning Methods for Selling Any Product or Service in Any Economy. And that any economy, folks, is the big news today, and we're going to get him to talk to us about that. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you on the show, and I like your book. I like the way you've broken it down. I like the architecture of your book. I like what you say in here, but I really like the way you focused on the any economy aspect, and that's a very important element for right now, isn't it?
Yes. In fact, I think the publisher made the right choice. I wanted to call it, say, in a recession, but they said, no, let's say in any economy, because it'll have life after the recession.
See, I'm sorry to hear that the publisher had the better idea. I never would have guessed that.
Well, I like the title In a Recession is stronger,
right.
But they were concerned about that. What happens when it's not a recession.
Right, right. Now, it sounds like they were smart. Typically, though, the authors have the better idea. I'm gonna have to default on the side of the authors, Bob. Typically, the authors have the better idea. With over 50 books under your belt, I'm sure you agree with me.
Well, I'm not sure. I have a lot of ideas that I like, but often it turns out I'm wrong, and I'm wrong a lot, so who knows?
Well, you know what I always say. I'm frequently wrong, but never in doubt. Let's talk about the first. I want to focus on the first section of your book, which is about how to improve your personal skills in marketing, and I want you to focus on that a little bit for us.
Sure. Be delighted.
Why have you chosen to start with the personal side to focus on selling and marketing our products?
The smaller a business is, the more it revolves around the personality, the behavior of the owner or the principals. When I stay at a Marriott, I've never met Bill Marriott there,
right.
And I never will.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if I go to Joe's Dry Cleaning, Joe is likely taking my clothes, and he may even be pressing them.
Right.
So, therefore, the smaller businesses are more tied to the entrepreneur, and the contact or the biggest representation of your brand, so to speak, is therefore you. And the customer's satisfaction, their delight, is then largely predicated not just on the technical quality of your product or service, but on your behavior, how you are to deal
mm-hmm.
with. And therefore, a lot of us are good technically. We are more than proficient at rendering our service, whether it's accounting or graphic design. But a lot of us also went into business because we wanted to do more accounting or graphic design, and we're not necessarily because we're quote-unquote people persons.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are and some of us aren't. Therefore, dealing with your customers and managing your business is a component of marketing that affects your long-term success. And a lot of us are weak in this area
mm-hmm.
because either we don't think it's important, or we don't have the interpersonal skills, or for a variety of reasons.
Well, it's essential for small business, in my opinion. And I'm glad you're bringing this up, Bob, because in my opinion, the reason people go to a small business is to see the faces of the owners as much as possible. I mean, that's part of the flavor. It's part of, you know, I mentioned in the earlier segment, Bob, I talked about energy, about giving energy and getting back energy. And you can that can happen much more effectively. The sharing of energy, it happens much more effectively if we know the person, if we actually know who they are, we know a little bit about them, we're excited about what they're doing, and they're excited about us being there. That's all part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, but and I agree. And more so, we know the rule of thumb is that people like to buy and do business with people that they like
yep.
and are comfortable with, and they don't like to buy from people they don't like. So if your lousy behavior makes people not like you, you know, they're going to look for an exit. They're going to look to buy for somewhere else as soon as they can.
There's a company that I know that's very, very handy for me. And I do business with them because they're very, very handy. But if a company opened up across the street and it was just as handy, I would do business with them in a minute because I don't like the way they act in this one business. But it's just so handy, it's compelling. And apparently, because it's so handy, they've decided that they don't have to be, all that personable. But I'm looking for every time I go there, I think, you know, I wish these people would act like they were happy I was here.
Well, then your level of dissatisfaction is mild. You're at the stage where you wish for better, and if someone better came, you would hire them.
In a minute.
You're obviously not at the point where you've actively looked elsewhere, because that's
right.
The next level of dissatisfaction, where you say, even though these guys are right here, and that's what I did with the company that services my computer. Long story I won't go into, but the company I've been using is literally across the street, and I chose them for that reason. But their attitude is so difficult. I'm using someone who's a half hour away.
Right. Talk to us about the prima donna dilemma. You mentioned that in your book. What do you mean by the prima donna dilemma?
A lot of people who are in the business of rendering a professional or creative service, again, accountants, interior designers, freelance photographers.
Right.
Consider themselves artistes, that who would rather be photographing like Axel Anderson, but the economy forces them to do more commercial work. And that's fine if they do the commercial work well, but there is often that comes with that an attitude of, again, they're not people persons, so they view the customer as an annoyance, an interference, and their real joy is doing their work. I mean, I train IT people in this area, and I've had people in my class say to me, well, I don't like people. That's the reason I went into IT, so I can sit at a computer and not deal with them. But unfortunately for them, the end user that they don't like is their customer. And so all of their technical competency goes for naught if they're ticking their customer off.
Right.
So you have to, the interpersonal, unfortunately, much to the entrepreneur's dislike, dismay, is equal or more important.
You know, Bob, every time I hear someone say I don't like people, I always remind them, well, you realize that you're a people too, right? Stand by, 20 after. You can't get it, folks, we can't get away from it. We're people. 20 after, we'll be right back with Robert W. Bly, the author of Foolproof Marketing. Stay with us. Back is 23 after. Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, thank you very much for hanging around today. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast, and my website is www.jbsba.com. That's a short one. Or jimblassingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Either one of those will get you to the same place where you can do a lot of different things, including subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every week by email. And let me tell you also that Robert Bly, who's the author of Foolproof Marketing, also has a letter, Bob, that you publish. Is that weekly?
It's a monthly e-zine called the Direct Response Letter, and you can sign up for it on the homepage of my website, which is my last name,
okay.
www.bly.com.
Wow, how'd you get that? You must have gotten that one early, huh?
Yes, I was into the web late, but the one smart thing I did is I said, let me get the domain name early, and for a few bucks a year, hold on to it.
Absolutely. Well, you did that. You were smart to do that. Okay, now you spend a lot of time talking about direct marketing, and the next visits that we're going to have with you, we're going to get you back on, and we'll get you to talk to us a little bit more about direct marketing. But I want to come back to the personal strategy section of your book. By the way, tell us where your book's available.
You can get it on Amazon.com, Foolproof Marketing, or you can get it in most major bookstores carry it.
What about on your website?
You can, yes. So if you go to my website and click on the homepage books, you'll see it right there.
Okay, sounds good. Let's talk about communication. You mentioned earlier in the previous segment, as we were wrapping that one up, you said something about a lot of the IT people say, the reason I went into computers is because I don't like people. Well, you know, our customers are people, so we got to learn how to deal with them. And one of the ways that you got to do that is you got to learn how to communicate with them, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I used to teach and don't anymore a seminar called Interpersonal Skills for IT Professionals, and that was basically about communication. And it was less when we say communication, less than that matter of how do you speak and what's your vocabulary, but more about attitude. It really is all about a matter about attitude. You either want to help people or you don't.
And especially, it's all about not having a bad attitude.
Yeah, that's what you mentioned, the prima donna syndrome, where you know, people say, don't interfere with me, I'm the creative genius or I'm the technical genius. But the customer doesn't care about your technical genius. He cares about solving his problem, not how it's done.
Isn't that the real crux of the whole thing? Is if you're going to be successful in business, you got to realize that your customer really doesn't care about you. They only care about themselves. And if you don't believe me, how do you feel when you go into business?
It's very difficult for people, but it's an example. I had this guy doing my desktop publishing, good quality service at a low price, but he insisted every time he gave me a document on giving me a half-hour lecture about how he chose the kerning and the leading. And I had said to him, and it crushed him, I said, David, I don't care. And he couldn't understand that I didn't care.
What's the matter with you, Bob? What's wrong?
Yeah, and he wanted to be, but it's just what you said, he wanted to be also appreciated for what
right.
he put into it.
Well, here's what I found, Bob, is that if we appreciate, there is a chicken and egg thing. I mean, there definitely is the egg first, but with the chicken. And the egg is this: love up your customers, appreciate them, find out what they need, give it to them first. And if you do that so well, here's what you find. You find that they start caring about you because they don't want you to go away. You're the one who loves them.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Yeah. All right. What's another way we can improve our communication skills?
Well, I just did an interesting book called Leadership Secrets of the World's Most Successful CEOs, which will be out, I think, later this year. And I interviewed 100 CEOs, some from small businesses and some from very large companies like Staples and Domino's. And I asked them for their leadership secrets. And I could certainly sum up what their secret was, but one of the sub-secrets was about 15 of them cited listening in particular.
Mm-hmm.
They said the CEO who sits in his office is not going to be a good CEO. For example, they mentioned the guy, I think it was the guy in Staples, I think it was the CEO, I maybe got the wrong company, and he said he would spend one day a month, you know, getting out of his suit and tie and putting on a clerk's uniform or whatever they wear at Staples and working in a store. So,
Bob, that's, we call that MBWA.
Management by walking around.
That's it, exactly.
Very similar, but it's further. Management by walking around was actually walking around your shop floor,
right,
talking with your people, but this is actually working with the customers. And whether it's working with you work with the customers or not, it is listening, it is learning to really listen and be open, even though you are in power, perhaps,
mm-hmm.
or even though you think you know more than the other person. Often you really don't.
Right. That's exactly right. Well said. Well, and I'll tell you, of course, you know, there's the old saw about, you know, you have two ears and one mouth, use them proportionally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Listen twice as much as you talk.
And you know, and the more the listening thing is hard for entrepreneurs because, number one, we're passionate about what we do. We're excited about what we do. We can't wait to tell everybody how wonderful what we're doing is. And even really nice people, even good people, people who aren't prima donnas, sometimes have a little trouble listening.
Well, there's another reason as well that I think is part of modern society. I tell people today, because I also wrote a book on personal productivity, that a lot of this rudeness is what I call haste-based rudeness.
Mm-hmm.
People don't mean to be rude, and they're not trying to be nasty, and they don't have lousy personalities. They're just so damned busy.
Yeah.
They're under such pressure that they do it in a reaction to, oh, my God, I have to get through this as fast as possible.
Right. And well said, Bob. And Bob, you mentioned that you'd written a book about that. Is there anything you haven't written a book about?
Oh, many, many, many things.
More to come, too. Robert W. Bly, the author of Foolproof Marketing, and the website is bly.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to his newsletter. Bob, thanks a lot. Will you come back another day?
I'd be glad to.
Bob Bly, ladies and gentlemen, Robert W. on the book. Quick break. Right back with our really good friend, Paula Lovell. 29 after this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.